What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. Hey, gang. Welcome to Connect with Kelly, the show where we connect, collaborate, and create together. Yay. If it's change we seek, let's be the change. I'm Kelly, your host. And as always, thank you so much for joining me. And thank you to the whole BBS Radio TV team. You guys make this radio show hosting gig easy. It's just so amazing. And to all my subscribers, thank you so much. And all of you listening now and in the future, just so you know, you don't ever have to miss a show because they're all archived. And they're archived at the bottom of my BBS program page at bbsradio.com/connectwithkelly. Lots of good morsels to munch on there. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining me. And as I have been, I want to share a breadcrumb band. This one goes back a little bit. This is a fun toe-tapping, uplifting song from way back in the 90s. You might recognize it as the theme song from the hit TV series Party of Five. It's from the Bodines, one of my favorite bands, Bodines, and it's called Closer to Free. I was kind of debating whether to sing it, but I think you'll all appreciate that I don't. So everybody wants to live how they want to live. And everybody wants to love how they want to love. And everybody wants to be closer to free. Everybody wants respect just a little bit. And everybody needs a chance once in a while. Everybody wants to be closer to free. Everybody one, everybody two, everybody three. Everybody needs to touch, you know, now and then. And everybody wants a good, good friend. Everybody wants to be closer to free. Free, yes. Raise your hand if you want to live free on your own land. Oh, look at all the hands. That's awesome. Raise your hand if you miss Q's homesteading show. Oh, look at all of them go up. Wow. Okay. I know there's a lot of us chomping at the bit to hear more about the homesteading process and the wins that others have experienced since he's been on, I guess we can call it hiatus. But just know that homesteading is alive and kicking, and I am honored. Just honored to have two amazing individuals with me today, Conscious Cowboy and Beth from Washington of the Ballad Group. And they're here to help bring the subject back into focus and just share a little bit about their personal homesteading experience. So thankfully for all of us, it's their mission to make living free on our land great again. And I know you're going to feel their passion and excitement about it. And I consider them modern day settlers, modern day pioneers. And I'm definitely on that homesteading bandwagon. And I'm grateful to call both of them my dear friends. Conscious Cowboy and Beth, are you with me?
We're here.
Hi, Kelly. Yeah. Hi, Beth. Hi. It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This topic is just so timely and so important to our collective future and individual futures. And for those of you not familiar with the, what I would say worldwide, planet-wide, land patent homesteading project, I highly recommend you give a listen to the PRQ Homesteading Show archives on BBS Radio. And I've got a link down at the bottom of my program page. And also visit Conscious Cowboy's new website. It's at golddusttitle.com. Golddust, D-U-S-T, golddusttitle.com. And it is chock full of helpful resources and information on the land patent process. And just be aware, I've posted their information in a program handout. Coincidentally enough, in the program handout section of at the bottom of my show page at bbsradio.com/connectwithkelly. They're going to be with me for the entire hour, y'all. So I encourage you to call in with questions as inspired. The number is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. All right. So let's get started. I've gotten permission to call you Cowboy. Cowboy, the baton hasn't it hasn't officially been passed, but I consider you the torchbearer for the new homesteading model.
Oh, thank
it's,
you.
It's a new homesteading model that Q rolled out for us. And for those that are new to the subject or maybe need a little refresher, what is homesteading? How would you explain homesteading and why does it matter?
Wow, we're just going to jump into this. This is great. Homesteading, it's my passion. Wow. You know, homesteading is really about being free, you know, free in your land. But, you know, it's more than just, you know, possessing land or ownership. It's really one of the key foundations to what I consider freedom, because there's a broader vision of homesteading that we're all adopting. And I mean, with the ascension process going on, I think it's going to soon be the backbone of a free society. It gives us economic independence. It allows us to be less dependent on all the external forces that we don't choose to participate in. And the local people are directly engaged in the decision-making process of what happens, you know, locally rather than, you know, from a larger county or state level. And we get a chance for environmental stewardship to really be part of the land and to be involved in an agricultural life that's actually regenerative, regardless of what our inspiration is. It's the way of the future, as far as I can tell.
Yes. Thank you for that. I love how you just nailed it. The backbone of a free society. Yes. It is the key foundation. And what was that old marketing thing? Buy local. Anyway, local peeps. Let's be a community. So I love that. And you have what I consider a highly conscious perspective of homesteading. And I know you've had experience working, you know, I guess behind the scenes on related projects that gives you a big picture understanding of the creation of these new systems. So maybe if you could, would you mind sharing how you got involved in homesteading? Why are you so passionate about it?
That's a great question. The way that I see the land, it's alive with spirit. It really nourishes us, and it is such an essential part of ascension and what we're doing. I've actually been involved in homesteading for over 10 years. And I've been working actually actively behind the scenes, and this is a larger topic, not for this show, but I bring a lot of experience to the table. It's even interesting with once Q started with project review, my initial project, of course, was homesteading before there was even a homesteading show. So I was...
Wow.
I was all over this from the very beginning. And so as soon as he started that show, I was so excited. I actively started studying everything that he was saying, and I intuitively understood it right from the beginning. So one of the things it's done that's been really exciting for me is it really triggered a lot of past life memories associated with this whole process, including specific memories where I was involved going back, you know, even 250 years in setting up a lot of these systems and a lot of the processes that we're using right now to do this. So that was exciting for me to start to get some of my memories back. I would say that going through this process has given me a real-time understanding of what's really involved with this. And that deeper understanding has really been useful because there's so much variability with this. And that's one of the reasons why I set up a title company. It was strategic for one aspect of our unique situation, but the title company really enables me to help other people because it's a broad topic, but we want to make it as simple as process for everybody who's interested.
Thank you. That is so good. If you don't mind, I'm just on your website at the I guess you'd call it like the services page. And is it okay if I just read that first little paragraph?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
The list of services at Gold Dust Title Company, we're revolutionizing property title transfers with our innovative land patent model. Our cutting-edge approach prioritizes meticulous research, seamless property acquisition, empowering homesteading education, and a smart title insurance bypass, like not using title insurance, streamlining your path to ownership. We deliver tailored, modern solutions with modest pricing, ensuring accessibility for all clients. Discover our services and embark on a smarter property transaction journey. That hits the money right there. The gold, it hits the gold. You win the gold with that.
Yeah,
Would you like
don't you
to?
love that name, Gold Dust? I mean,
Oh,
it's just
yes.
perfect, doesn't it?
Oh, it just hits on all cylinders. It's everything, from heart center to the planet to just everything. Gold is everything. Would you like to expound on that any or not? Just touch on any of that?
Well, one of the things that really inspires me about this is that I feel it's important that that we approach this from a lot of different angles to give people an understanding of the process, because even though there's a basic framework, there is a lot of variability. And that's one of the things that I am really inspired to help people out is to be able to see the big picture so the details fall into place. And and the website and what we have to offer will continue to expand, especially this fall. I plan to be more actively involved in the educational process. So we'll see how that goes, but I'm excited to teach people what I've learned.
Yes, I know just from being interacting with you that really each project, each patent, homestead, it takes on a life of its own. So you just have this beautiful ability to navigate all of it, and it's just special. And I just wanted to thank you for showing up and just putting yourself out there. You're going to be such an integral part in creating the world we want. So just
Oh, well,
a high
thank
five
you
to
so
you
much.
and Beth. I know Beth's right
Yeah.
in there. Yeah,
Well,
so clearly.
thank you for the kind words.
Aw.
That just warms my heart. Thank you. Thank you so much. It like you said, there is a lot of variability, and the more projects I'm involved in, it actually teaches me, how to negotiate each system. And I found that it's been so useful to really work outside the box and really use the creativity that each of our spirit has. And so that's something that I really enjoy. So that's where I'm coming from.
Yeah, it's so apparent, and I love it, and I love you. So let's see. I think there's some people out there that would love to hear an update on your project. It started with the Ballard Girls, now it's the Ballard Group. So I know there's some people that are kind of curious. So maybe both of you could speak on some of the lessons you've learned in the process and, also maybe some of the wins you've experienced. So I'll tee that up for either one of you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Kelly. Oh my gosh. I just want to say how amazing it is to be here with you. We met going back and forth in conversations with Q,
Yeah,
right?
we did.
Listening to each other in our hearts, all of us and many others listening now. We've all been hearing each other's voices over the years, and now we're building our own relationship. So I just want to start by saying how amazing it is to have this community with whom to collaborate, and how we're finding each other and remembering together who we are and knowing why we're here, and this journey of getting back to the land, finding our own energetic places to live. Is what we remember from ancient times, what I remember in my body. And so that's what we're going to share a little bit also today, is just encourage everyone about this process of feeling our connection to this beautiful planet. And as our friend Q has said, how the land nurtures us when we find our energetic connection in a place that specially supports us. So, we formally, before we dive into some intrinsics of our own experiences, we thought we might just share a basic sequence because there's so much to this. And we're going to do our best today to share some practical touchstones that we've been experiencing that can help everybody. So this formal land patent process started for us in December when we first found the patent for our land. And so before we dive into our own specifics, Cowboy, will you just say a little bit about just this basic process that this basic sequence that everybody goes through that's outlined so specifically on your website?
Oh yeah, I'd love to. And first off, thank you, Beth, for being such a great collaborator. And this has been successful because one of the things that I found is that Beth is really good at collaboration, and I could not have done this process without her. And she's been such an inspiration. So I just wanted to put that out there, how much I appreciate you. So,
Oh, I second that. Absolutely.
so yeah, we started. It's been a 6 month process, a little bit more than a 6 month process. We started back in December, but there's even though each situation or each circumstance or each land patent model that someone embarks on has unique factors, there's some common denominators that I would like to just mention so that it's really easy to see the big picture, because if you break it down, it's not that complicated. Because first off, you have to find your land, and once you find your land and you know it's your land, then the process really takes off. So that really is the step number one. And the second step is using the land patent model, we file certain legal documents at the county level. And and understanding what those documents are is so helpful, but it's basically just filing the right documents in the right order. And then out the other side of filing those documents, you have to be willing to claim your forever benefits and defend your land, because the documents legally and formally protect benefits that you get from the land patent model that can never be taken away. And there's really a lot of benefits that that are important, and it becomes necessary to and every situation is different on how you have to defend those benefits. But that is a that that's a key spot, because other people aren't going to recognize those benefits unless you claim them and defend them. So where we are in our process is that we are in the final stages of claiming our forever benefits, we are defending those benefits. All of our paperwork is done, and we're not going to go into specific details, but in the future, we have a lot of amazing stories about this entire process, but we want to completely get through the other side of this crucial step that we're in. And I'm excited to tell everybody exactly how this process goes, but for now we're going to keep that confidential.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to add, Beth?
Yes. So the first thing I want to say about collaboration is that this is a collaborative effort. This is a collaborative effort within our group, and the element of collaboration has been amazing. So I'm here today as the spokesperson for the collaborators in the group. It's not only me, and Steve is definitely the torchbearer in this project of having this superpower of understanding the process and exploring the process in real time. And then what we're going to share now is a little bit of what we've all been learning by going through this together and how we can help others. So we're going to share some takeaways. And go ahead.
I just want to add, I do not want to minimize the other people in our group. They are absolutely amazing. And we couldn't have done it without their help either. But I just wanted to call out Beth because she has been a special inspiration in a lot of key areas. But I don't want to at all minimize how wonderful and inspirational everybody has been in our group. So I just wanted to point that out.
Thanks. Okay. So we have a bullet point. We just wrote out some lists of main topics here that we're going to go through that are just really speak to key elements of what we've been learning and practicing together. And the first really biggest one that we return to over and over is this principle: when there's something that's important, and right now having our land is really important, is don't wait for something outside of us to happen before we take action. So what happened specifically with us that many people have, listeners may have experienced, is Q announced on the radio show that he had found our land. And we had already had the opportunity to connect with him personally through some of the early calls with PRQ. And we shared that we were a group of collaborators and we were inspired to work together, and we were hoping to find land together. So he already knew that about us. And that was maybe a year before the big announcement last fall, when he said, Ballard Girls, I found your land. And we are so blown away. So what happened is we then waited, because we waited for because the land is on the market, and we waited for something to happen for Q to purchase our land for us. And then that didn't happen. And we're waiting. And then we realized, oh my goodness, we are the ones who are going to create this for ourselves. And so after a few weeks working with our spirits, and we realized that it was our job to make this happen. So that was the first big, big touchstone that I feel was life-changing for all of us, was we were waiting, and our spirits were encouraging us to do it. So once we got through that confusion and stepped into the process, the ball started rolling, and it's just been exhilarating ever since. So.
I wanted to add to that. That was a really good description of what we went through, and it was really just mind blowing, and it was such a leap on our part to really get in our bodies what we were being taught, how we don't have to wait for something in order for something to happen. And that's exactly what we're doing. And finally, when we got that, things started to open up in the most amazing way. And we really had to take a leap of faith and say, hey, we're not waiting anymore. We're going to use our spirit. We're only right now, and we're going to make it happen. And so that's been our journey, and that's been life-changing.
That is so good. I really honor that, just that spirit-led posture that you've had. You know, I call you pioneers without funds. So you know, you're not waiting around for something to happen. You're acting as if, you're taking steps as if, you're just moving forward. And, you know, that is such a good message for everyone to hear. Don't wait. So continue, please. I honor that.
Thank you. It really, it has called, because this is the most important thing. This land is the most important thing in our lives. It gets us out. We each have other work that we do with people that is related to things we're inspired about. And yet at the same time, this is what is calling us forward to the future of what we're creating. So it gets us out of bed every morning, even though we're not yet living there. We're creating it. And so it's enabled me personally, I can say, to work with all of these teachings and the beautiful practices that we've been bringing forward, and the synthesis of Q's work with the timeline show. If for anybody who's new, the timeline teachings are intrinsically connected to how we can learn to live in our land, because we're creating the new earth. In Ron Amatron's language, we're creating a new earth timeline, and we're living in a new earth timeline that is of a higher frequency than the matrix of this time space reality. And so the day to day practice for me of getting out of my comfort zone of I'm stumbling over words a little bit. Steve, go ahead, cowboy.
You're doing great, Beth. You're doing great.
No, I think what she is actually, she's doing a really job, a good job explaining, is that at least for me, once I decided to move forward, I couldn't think about anything else, and I dropped everything else in my life. And this was now a full-time job, because all I could think about was this process and being on my land and getting my memories back, and it all started to come together. And literally, we get up every day, and this is all we can think about. And it's been actually really hard when we have other things to do. And if we're not inspired to do other things, boy, it just doesn't happen. So that's been really good for us to really learn how to be in the moment each day and just take the next step. So would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. And through this, because we're forging new territory, and in the process that we're using, we are having to create a new process that hasn't really happened before. And so we're in the immersion in this, we're really learning about how creation really works, which is why I was referencing the timeline practices and teachings about living in the present moment and creating from the present moment day by day in real time. So that's the first thing we're really, really practicing in our bodies. And I encourage everyone, just really, it's being in the present moment is where new creation happens, and paying attention to how things feel, using command language and our other tools to keep our frequency high and leave the past timelines of circumstances we don't prefer. So one of the really fun practices and processes we've been in with this is the beauty of being flexible, because we're creating something new. It doesn't necessarily happen the way we thought it would, and being able to allow things to change and waiting for clarity, slowing down when things are confusing, speaking out loud what our intentions are, and then clarity just comes and we get new steps. We let go of things we thought were going to happen.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes you mentioned timelines. Many times we've had to pivot on a dime and completely change what we were going to do, or the sequence of what we're going to do, or even change travel plans, because when we live just in the moment and we're following our inspiration and we're not connected to the timelines in the way that we used to be, we're able to do that in a creative way. And it's made all the difference in the world, and has allowed for a lot of our creativity and the creativity of spirit to come through in a real synchronistic way that couldn't happen if we weren't willing to do that.
Thank you so much for that, both of you. You guys are just such a brilliant example. I kind of do use the imagery of a river. You're flowing in the river of source. Sometimes there's little boulders or rocks, and you might grab on to take a breath, and or you might get out and just look around and see what's up, and you get back in and you just flow again. And the imagery of the being in the present is really, and this goes for everything, not just homesteading, but living in your heart center versus mind energy. I make stickers, and one of my stickers a friend inspired me to make is live more, fear less. And you guys are doing just that. I bet it crops up a little bit, but it's when you're in your heart center, there is no fear. It's just pure inspiration. And this is just such a good example. So thank you for being that example, both of you. Did you have any other thoughts about that topic, that question?
Yes, absolutely. The opportunity to clear fear has been, I would say, the second biggest ongoing daily practice for me. First, don't wait for something to happen. Take action in the moment on inspiration. And the second thing is, I didn't know how much I am challenged by fear till I stepped into this really remarkable situation. And it's one of the things that in our group is really phenomenal for us to witness how Cowboy is really not ruled by fear. You may have other challenges, but fear isn't really one of them. And so that's why he's an amazing torchbearer, as you said, for forging new territory. So what I can personally speak to everyone is all the practices of clearing our DNA. And there was a For the People post not long ago that was about that had, I can't remember the name of it. I don't know if either of you can, but it had all this beautiful command language of I command my spirit to bring back all of my light. And just commit, bring back all of my light and increase my life force energy. And I command my spirit to clear and heal my DNA. And so there's this opportunity as we step in, as we are pioneers for bringing our bringing humanity back to the land and our to our birthright of living on our land, of this way we're helping each other to heal our fear. So that's been my own patterns of worry and doubt and hesitation. Every day, that's my biggest practice now. In fact, when Kelly and I are visiting on the phone, I'm giving her my progress report on how I'm doing with my fear. Because that's what's holding us back, is are these DNA limitations. And so this has been an amazing process for that. Go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, I want to touch on this this fear topic a little bit. Just watching Beth, and she is doing so much better than she is expressing on the show here. She's actually doing great. But I'm wired just naturally. I'm wired a little bit differently because I really don't have any fear. And I think that that is really a key to claiming our authority, because our spirit has natural authority, and fear is one of the things that gets in the way of our returning to the authority that is so important in this process that we're going through. And I just want to express that having doubt and having hesitation isn't part of our spirit. And I think that's one of the one of the reasons that they call me cowboy is it's not only I love freedom, but I really don't have any fear. And that has been a really important part of this process. And I just encourage everybody to use command language and just realize that we have authority that we can claim, and that is our spirit. So that's my encouragement.
You're so right. Thank you for that reminder. Our spirit is neutral. It's just what's around that corner. Let's go explore. Let's see. Just passion, excitement. It's just there's no fear, there's no doubt, there's no hesitation. And I've turned instead of WWJD, what would Jesus do? I now say WWSD, what would spirit do? If you have that moment where you're in your mind energy, all of that worry, doubt, fear, all of that is mind energy. What would your spirit say? What would your spirit do? So I encourage people to just what my beautiful friend Zosha would say, don't give a duck. Just, I got no ducks to give. Like, let's just go. Let's go. And I wanted to clarify, you brought up for the people, and I just want to just say to the audience that it's for the people dot space, and it's just an amazing plethora of beautiful information. If you want to know everything, all the truth of everything, please go to that website for the people dot space. So let's Beth, you let's just say you have a unique and just beautiful understanding of the creative connection between the intrinsic and the spiritual components of homesteading and how they intertwine. So what would you say to those who have no idea where their legacy land is or how to find it? And you also have a beautiful way of establishing a conscious connection with the land. So do you want to speak on that a little bit?
Thank you, Kelly. Well, if I drop into my body and ask my body and my spirit what to say, it would be the encouragement to everyone in every moment to strengthen your connection to your spirit, your spirit in your body, and the body of the earth. Because it begins in the moment where you are, and cultivating the connection to the earth spirit is what builds the knowingness in our bodies, cultivating our connection. And I was blessed to I feel perhaps I know I'm the one who guided my parents to move from their legacy homeland in Eastern Washington to this beautiful, beautiful land in on the Olympic Peninsula where I was raised. And so I had the benefit of spending my summers and weekends and my time in the rainforest and on the ocean and in the mountains. And so I have this knowingness in my body of the land that nourishes me and what brings me joy. And so, where am I going with this? Feel in your body your connection to the land and in your spirit, and the knowingness of the wisdom you hold within will help you find the land that nourishes you. So that's where I want to start with it. Is that tracking? Am I making sense with what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So just yeah, go ahead.
One of the things that you said that I think is really important when it comes to land, oftentimes you've heard the expression, if you know, you know. Well, that is part of finding your land because you find it when you know. And when you know. And that's really good encouragement for everybody, is that there's, when you find your land, there's no doubt, there's no hesitation, you just know.
Your
Would
spirit
you say that
knows.
too, Beth?
Yeah, and it's not something you can think about. You can feel the desire in your heart. I've lived here in the city for my adult life, and I go to land to nourish me that's outside of the city. I also am nourished by the land I live on. I loved, oh, I'll give a shout out to my friend Bo down and dirty on Sundays on BBS. And Don was saying last week on their show how he lives in a little urban plot and it nourishes him and he's nourished by nature. So start where you are. It's not something that's projected into the future. Start where you are, be curious and patient and allow the synchronicities to unfold because we are now coming into the energetics of where we're going to be and allow it to unfold. Don't overthink it, and you have to get your body there. So you can look on the internet for ideas, and then you have to put your body in motion. You have to go places and feel them. That's something Q has encouraged us over and over and over through the show. That's really how it happens, is through the creation in the moment
Yeah.
with our spirit and the spirit of the planet.
Yeah, I'd like to add something to that. I think that's that you brought out some really key aspects of what it means to find your own land. And I think also spirit really helps us synchronistically in ways that we don't always recognize. And your idea of start where you are is really excellent. And pay attention to the clues that spirit is constantly leaving us. I know that Beth grew up not that far away from where we found our land. In fact, I grew up less than 10 miles away from where our land is, and it was so close, yet we didn't realize it until we stepped on the land. And I think that is really important for everyone to really understand that you have to physically feel it and be there for your spirit to say, yeah, you found it.
And a key component of that is, Q has been shouting from the mountaintops for years now, is going within and, as of late, really kind of hammering home about being your true self, knowing your authentic self. And when you go down that path, then, your spirit will guide you, your heart center will guide you, and the planet, the spirit of this planet, they'll work in concert. They'll collaborate. All the spirits, all the elementals, everything around us, it's all one. So everything speaks and talks if we just go within and allow and listen and feel the connection, not just, with the piece of land, but with everything, the planet, the cosmos, it's all interconnected. So that's so beautiful. I love that.
Thank
Anything
you.
else to say about that?
Well, I'm feeling the importance of, let me just drop in. There's a thread coming through. Don't let ex one of the big things we've been learning through this process, and Steve's also cowboy is also been experiencing this with in collaborating with other people who are reaching out to him, and we're witnessing it in real time through his engagement, is we don't have to play by the existing rules. That's part of the challenge we have.
Yeah.
We've been taught to do our best to engage with people, and navigate with people. And the only reason our process is working and perhaps why we our group is a bit was a, is a bit of an example in this project is that we have to do everything outside of the rules. And that's even including us going to the land as often as we can. We just go onto that land. It's our land. And one or all of us are up there every week. And it's so amazing. So don't, I just encourage everyone in everything in our life, and especially in finding our land, you don't have to operate by the rules. We've been basically living on that land, although we're getting ready to put up some structures soon, but we've been energetically living there also through command language. As soon as we found the land, we started using command language morning and night. I command my spirit and prime creation to connect me and my land. Keep us safe. Keep me and my land. Keep us in our land in peace energy all day long. So we don't have to live by any rules anymore.
Yeah. We've been occupying that land since March and making improvements every time we go up there, whether it's, cutting a new trail or, or talking to the eagles and the elementals. So we're very, very actively involved with not just the physical part of the land, but the spirit of the land and the elementals of the land have been really encouraging and really supportive of everything that we're doing, because we can really, really feel that aspect. Wouldn't you say, Beth?
Yes, absolutely. It's amazing every time. And then if we're going individually, when we get home, we share with the others what all the synchronicities with who the animals, the spirits, the beings, the Sasquatch, whoever they are, who are visiting with us and talking to us the day we're there. So yes, absolutely. So it's building outside of the rules, and that will continue to unfold. That's what ascension is, really, is living outside of the rules.
And just little things that have occurred have been so encouraging. Both Beth and I have a very strong connection to eagles, and we even have some eagles up on our land that we're so excited to get to know better.
That is so cool. I love that. You guys are starting a new Occupy movement.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that is so cool. I love that. The new Occupy movement. And by the way, the Matrix, there are no rules, y'all. There are no rules. So if you're following rules, then you're in the Matrix. Let's just leave it at that. How about that? So before we go, I want to give you the opportunity to give some hopium to everyone, and maybe some words of encouragement or suggestions that you might have moving forward.
Oh boy, I would, do you mind if I jump in here?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to give everyone as much encouragement as I can for moving forward in your own process. And I want everyone to know that what we're doing and this modern day homesteading with a land patent model, this isn't a fringe movement. It is a planetary project with enormous behind the scenes support that people aren't really aware of, but this is a bigger deal than what we are talking about here on this wonderful show you have, Kelly. It is massive, the amount of support and things that are actually happening, and that we're getting a lot of help, and we're bringing this into form, and we really want everybody to get involved, because we want everyone to be free in their land. That's what we're inspired about, and we're in this all together. Wouldn't you say, Beth?
Yes, absolutely. We're in this all together, and I'm blessed to have this team of cohorts with whom to collaborate. And some of you are listening, are blessed to have a small group of cohorts, and some of you are holding space to find your cohorts. However, we together are our cohorts. So reach out and Reach out for support and use Kelly's show. Use the resources through Cowboy's website for support, intrinsic support on this project of living on your land. For energy support, use Q's shows. They have been so transformational to me. I listen to those first shows with Asha over and over and over, of the Being Inspired with Q, the legacy shows, where they help us remember who we really are and why we're here. Listen to the timeline shows and the homesteading shows. So those archives are super helpful. We came to do this together. We're finding each other, we're remembering each other, and each of us really have a role to play. Go ahead.
You know, I when you just said that we're all doing this together, I really would like to say personally, thank you to you, Kelly. You are amazing, and we feel your support, and it's priceless, and it's beautiful. We love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're all in this together, and that's what collaboration really means. And this is how we begin to collaborate at every level. And Kelly, you're doing it, and thank you. And we just feel so honored to even be on your show. So we really want you to really, really feel that, because we really mean that in the most authentic way.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. That feels amazing. Yeah, the inspiration that came through me to create a show called Connect with Kelly, where we connect, collaborate, and create. This is it. This is where the rubber meets the road. And we all are doing it together, but you got to put your hat in the ring. You got to get in there. If you've got something on your heart, something that's alive, and you want to bring it up, connect, network. Q says it all the time. You got to network. So this is a platform to do that. I encourage everyone. And you're talking about feeling the support, which is, it's not just intrinsic, it's etheric. The higher realms are just doing backflips with this conversation right now. You know, they want to see us succeed and bring what we want to fruition. So and all the Q shows for the people.space, you know, it's all linked at the bottom of my page. So feel free to check that out. I want to thank you both. We're coming up to, you know, time to wind it up. Unfortunately, the time goes so fast, but I just thank you from the bottom of the top of my heart, my full heart. Thank you so much. You guys are amazing and such good way showers. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This has been a real pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah.
Such a gift from the fullness of my heart.
There you go. Good way to say it. Yes. So, on tap in 2 weeks, same bat channel, Saturday, June 21st at 10 a.m. Central Time, I will have Dr. Richard Presser of Nanosoma. He will be my guest for the hour. And I've said it before, there's a reason it's called the God Particle and the Elixir of Life. And again, it's the only Earth byproduct, the only one that Q has promoted. He doesn't endorse products, but it's the Earth byproduct. Especially for those unable to self-heal at this point. You don't have to wait for the med beds, y'all. I tell you, it's right there. So Dr. Presser will do a deep dive into what Nanosoma is, how it prompts the body to its own, basically its own natural healing mechanisms, how it prompts the body to heal, and really why everyone should be taking it. And if you want to find out more before that show, I have an informational link to it at the bottom of my program page at bbsradio.com/connectwithkelly. So I hope you'll check it out. Again, thank you, Beth, Cowboy. Thank you, BBS, everyone listening. I can't wait to be with y'all in 2 weeks. And just be sure you catch the next one. Next up is Unstoppable Love with my angel sisters, Lauren and Sosha. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you all. See you then.